Well,
we're parents.
Golly. That's crazy.
Mom and dad reporting live.
Yeah, the Turners.
I'm so excited.
Tom's three now.
I know. Turner family of three.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let me just give you all a sneak peek into our day right now. It's Friday, October 4th at 1:38. I am currently in my PJs, holding my baby, and the house is clean. Oh, I meant to turn on the fall candles. Crap. I wish there were fall candles on. My husband is home on paternity leave.
Chilling.
We are chilling, and we are in newborn absolute bliss.
Absolute bliss. Yeah, it's been amazing. It's a big change, but it's been fun.
Huge change. I'm sad that we only had to have a couple days left of Trent's paternity leave, but
yep, I got
we're
back
make
on
the most of it.
Tuesday. But I'll be around the area for quite a bit and take care of it and start getting into a actual routine before you have to go back in a couple months, and then we'll have to change routine again. So
yeah, crazy. Lots of change on the horizon. Every day is a new day with new possibilities and new things. Welcome to parenthood.
Baby's growing every day.
And we have a lot to recap.
Yeah.
But before we get into it, I just want to let everyone know that one, I am sleep deprived. Okay. And two, I'm hormonal. So
I
sorry for anything that comes out of my mouth. I might cry. I might scream. I don't know. I might do some crazy things on here. But just know my hormones are whack. So sorry.
Well,
what do you expect?
If she doesn't do any crazy things on here, please pray for me for afterwards. So she will probably do something crazy then. So
I have not been that bad.
No, okay? You haven't. That was a joke. No, you've been great.
But I also am sick. So I apologize for my voice. And I might cough once or twice.
Or 85
you know what?
Times.
Suck it up. Because
it up. Listen.
I gave birth how many days ago? And I'm sick. I've got a newborn baby. I'm breastfeeding.
It's been like 10 days ago.
I'm basically doing it all. So you know what? Y'all can suck it up and listen to my hideous voice. Okay?
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Our baby is 10 days old, I think.
10 days.
Is that right? 7, 8, 9, 10? Yeah.
10 days old. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. It's cute.
So we're going to try to refer to our child as baby until we do the big reveal once we get to the birth story. So
yeah,
we will continue the baby and calling her shit.
Oh, that didn't last long. Let's see. I don't know if anybody caught that, but now we just ruined it. So it only lasted 3 minutes. So I started a timer before we started, and I said, okay, let's see how long it lasts. And I don't know if you heard that, but
well, just pretend you didn't. Okay, moving on.
No, let's just say it, because now you ruined it. You can just rewind now. Somebody's gonna be like, oh, I missed it, and they're gonna rewind. So
no, they aren't.
They are now, because
listen,
I just told
to
them
me
to.
Do not rewind. Okay, moving on. So we need to go back to like week 38, 39 of pregnancy, because it's been a while since we recorded a podcast. So,
well, before we jump into that, let's talk about TikTok.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Let's just talk about all the positive vibes
and negative vibes.
And negative vibes that we're not really paying attention to, but a couple of them.
I got roasted.
You didn't get
on
roasted.
One of my, well, people are going crazy in the comments on one of my videos.
Yeah.
And I mean, we'll talk about why, but we got to get there first.
What's there?
No.
Why don't we do that first and then get into the story?
What, the TikTok video?
Yeah.
It's not that important.
Well, it's a topic.
Okay. Well, let's start from week 38 of pregnancy. How's that?
I don't remember it.
I'm sure you don't, but I do. So I feel like the biggest development in around week 38 for me was the pain in my pelvis. It was like all of a sudden I just had this crazy, crazy amount of pressure in my bones. It was
the
like
bones are good.
I would describe it as like I went to a cycle bar class 10 times in one day and then woke up the next morning and my pelvis was completely bruised. Like, that's the feeling that it felt like. And it apparently is very normal in late pregnancy. And it's because the baby is getting very low and
trying to get out of there.
Yeah. Baby's in the right position, which is great. But oh my gosh, the pain was crazy. Like, it was hard to walk normal.
Waddle, baby, waddle.
That was me. But that was terrible. That was probably my worst part of the entire pregnancy, which is kind of crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
didn't hit me until the very last week, which was nice. But at that point, week 38, we had no idea when baby was coming, what the plan was. Like, we were kind of just up in the air. Like, we thought anything could happen at any second because my water could break and I could go into labor, but we didn't really know. And so it was just that weird time of like, will it happen? Will it not? We don't know.
It happened. Not at 38 weeks, but obviously.
Yeah. And we knew my sister was going to come on Tuesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
No, she was scheduled for Tuesday. Tuesday the 24th, September 24th. And then your parents were planning, if I went into labor like randomly, they were going to get in their car and come.
Yeah.
But their plan, if we got induced on the 30th, which was the plan all along because my doctor said she didn't want me going past my due date of the 30th. Yeah. They were going to come on Friday the 27th and spend the weekend with us. And then we would get induced on that Monday. So that was kind of like the plan for family and everything. So
all along kind of.
Right. Yeah. So we were just kind of like, you know, again, sitting there waiting for just really anything to happen. We had an appointment scheduled on Monday the 23rd. And it was my 39-week appointment.
Yes.
So we go to this appointment, not like, we were scheduled for an ultrasound because we needed to get a growth scan for baby.
Red flag.
And and we were going to see my doctor. And my plan going in was to ask the doctor if I could get a membrane sweep.
Yeah.
Which really just, they like go in there, they sweep some shit. I don't know what they do, but apparently it helps induce labor. Maybe. I mean, it works for some people. It doesn't work for others, but I was going to ask her if she could do it because at that point I was like, my mindset completely shifted.
Telling me yes.
Like, at first I was like wanting to stay pregnant and like
forever.
No, just like for baby to grow as long as possible inside of me.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping to like make it as long as possible, whatever. But then I got to the point where the pelvic pressure was a lot. I was tired of just being pregnant. I wanted to just do it and get it over with. Like, the thought of childbirth, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. Like, cause I just want to be,
earmuffs.
I want to be past it and done with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, going into the appointment, I really wanted her to like, give me something, like tell me, do something or tell me something that was going to make me feel like this is going to happen sooner than the 30th. Cause I didn't want to get to that point.
And guess what?
Spoiler alert. Things happened very quickly after that appointment. But
yes.
So we go in and we get our ultrasound first.
Yes.
And it was a long, long, that was the long one, right? Or was it the one?
Yeah, it was the long one. Yeah.
So she like couldn't see anything because baby's
wasn't
head. Wasn't
any room in there.
Yeah, baby's head was extremely low and she needed a head measurement to get the growth. And she like could not for the life of her get the measurement of the freaking head. Like, she made me get up and go pee. She made me do, I don't know. We were in there for quite a long time.
Probably 30 minutes, which is a long time, right?
Yeah. For an ultrasound. Yeah. I mean, all of our other ones were like, I have one in my mouth. Okay. I'm sorry. I think I'm just like breathing in the air of the fan, I feel like, and it's making me cough. Anyway. So the ultrasound lasted a long time. She really didn't tell us much other than your baby has short arms and legs, right? Petite arms and legs.
Yeah.
And she said the torso's measuring pretty normal, and she said the head is measuring pretty normal, right? Isn't that what she said?
I think so, yeah. I think
the head was in like the 21st percentile.
But the arms and legs or the limbs were in like the 2 percentile.
Right. It was crazy because when they're doing this ultrasound and they snap the measurements, you can see on the screen what the baby is measuring at, like weeks wise of pregnancy. And every time she would snap something, it would be like week 36 or like week 35. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I'm almost 40 weeks pregnant. How is this baby measuring so friggin' small?
Yeah.
So I didn't feel great going out of that ultrasound. I kind of just was like, okay, well, like, is this a problem? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
How did you feel?
I felt great. I mean, they didn't seem to be concerned about it, so I wasn't going to be concerned about it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just the way I am.
Yeah, I mean, they kept saying, like, you know, we're not worried about it, we're not worried about it, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so if they were worried about it, then I would have maybe been worried about it. But since they weren't worried about it, I didn't want to add stress to myself.
Right. I mean, I wasn't stressing about it. I just was like, okay, well.
I think you were a little bit.
Something.
A little bit.
Well, I'm just like, in my head, I was like, okay, well, I don't know. Do we need to do something? And at that point, we hadn't seen the doctor yet. So yeah. I was just kind of like getting in my head a little bit.
Yeah. That's fine.
Right. You know? And then we go to see the doctor. And it was so funny. I'm sitting there. I'm like undressed because she's going to do a cervical check on me. And she walks in and she looks at me and she goes, so how do you feel about having a baby tonight or tomorrow? And I will never forget the look on Trent's face when she said that.
What I do?
Trent literally looked at her and said, wait, what? And his eyes got so huge. It was the funniest thing ever. And honestly, I wasn't that surprised. Like when she said that, I, for some reason, was expecting something to happen. And I looked at her and I was like, sure.
Let's
like,
do it.
Yes, I'm ready to have a baby tonight or tomorrow. But of course, we were like, so why? Like, you know, what's happening? And of course, she explained to us like, oh, my blood pressure.
Yeah.
They took my blood pressure, the nurse did, before the doctor came in, and it was elevated, which the past couple doctor's appointments, I had elevated blood pressure, but when I went home, it was completely normal, and I told them that.
Hey, I think you have white coat syndrome.
Yeah,
thanks for all the people in the comments. Yeah, thank you.
I mean, yeah, like I did start getting anxiety going into these appointments because, I mean, anything could happen.
Hello?
Like,
we're about to have a baby.
Yeah, like, I mean, they could have told us at week 38, like after our appointment, like, all right, you're literally having the baby today because of whatever reason. You never know. Anything can happen.
Yep.
So I guess that's why I was like getting more anxious at every appointment. And that's why my blood pressure was high, I think. But my doctor was like, I don't want to risk anything happening. Like, I know you say your blood pressure is normal at home, but like, why risk anything happening to your placenta? Like, if your blood pressure is high, your placenta could burst and like that wouldn't be good.
Right.
So why risk it? And then she also was like, and it doesn't seem like your baby's growing that much inside of you. And so why not get your baby out and have your baby drink your milk
and grow,
drink your colostrum and grow outside of your belly. And to me, that sounded fantastic.
Sounded fantastic.
I said, sign me up.
Sign me up. So basically, we got an induction date. Were you done with that? I guess after that, we got an induction date for
the next
morning.
Right. She was like, let's look at the schedule. She was like, we'll either do it tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. And which I'm super glad that it was the morning because the night probably would have been miserable.
Yeah. Me too. I was like, I mean, part of me was like, let's go and let's do this because I'm not going to sleep anyway. you know, because of just nerves and everything. But I'm glad it was in the morning.
But you might well get a little sleep before. You
know? Right. And I mean, I was able to sleep a little bit. I didn't like sleep terribly. Yeah. I've had worse nights of sleep, but so yeah, she was like, let's go ahead and get you induced tomorrow.
Right.
So we had to arrive at the hospital at 5 a.m. We got this big...
Six. Was it
no,
five?
No, five.
Damn, it was five.
You forgot already. So much has happened.
A lot of stuff's going on since then. Yeah, five.
Yeah, so it was 5 a.m. that we had to get to the hospital. We got a huge packet. Well, not a huge packet, but a packet of like instructions on what to do the night before, the morning of, all the things. And so our appointment on Monday was at like 9 a.m., right?
Yeah.
So we find out at around 9 a.m. that we're getting induced the next morning. So we have all day Monday to just like think about the fact that tomorrow we're going to have a freaking baby.
Damn, Skippy.
Luckily, your parents immediately left that afternoon on Monday. So they got here late Monday evening. And then my sister actually moved her flight to Monday afternoon. So she was here Monday evening as well. So all the family members were able to get here.
Fun stuff.
And yeah, everyone was just ready for Tuesday for things to happen. So how did you feel on like Monday? Like, were you freaking out?
I was a little
out?
Scatterbrained, I think.
Yeah.
Because like, I didn't tell you this, but whenever I left to go see people, I didn't even go see anybody. I just drove. Like, I went to places, but I didn't go in anywhere because I didn't want to, like, really talk to anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
Which I was, like, excited and nervous and...
That's just, sweet. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. So, I was just kind of, like, driving around and...
Yeah, to clear your head, get, yeah, you know, I guess. In the zone.
Get out of the house and... Get out of the, I was super excited and I was in the house and... And I was in the mindset of I needed to work still, but then like I couldn't really work because I was like so excited. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was supposed to work that day too. Luckily, I had a meeting with my boss and she was like, you know what? Take the day. Like you need to rest. You need to do what you need to do. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But it was this weird, like, what do I do with myself right now? Like literally the biggest change ever is about to happen tomorrow. What do I do for the rest of the day? Like, do I A... lay down and take a nap? Do I rest as much as possible?
That's a good option.
B, do I clean the house? Because
that's probably what you did.
I definitely vacuumed. or C, do I just sit here and contemplate life?
B.
Or D.
All the above.
Throw a party.
Or E, both C and D.
Yeah, so it was just this crazy, like, what do we do? And, like, our last dinner, like, it was just,
what
it was
crazy.
What
did we have for our last dinner?
Remember the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, shit. Yeah, and so Jenny likes this Brussels. I like the meal, too, before I say this. So she has this meal that has Brussels sprouts in it. And it's actually really good. It's got Brussels sprouts, gnocchi, and
sausages. Chicken sausage.
So it's like a Trader Joe's mixed thing. And it stinks the whole house up.
Well, Brussels sprouts are just stinky. Like, it's not my fault.
She likes the meal, so she wanted the meal. We put out the sausages or whatever, and I asked her probably five times.
Like,
are
you
sure you want that for your last meal before you have a baby? I asked her five times, and she was like, yeah. And I just kept asking her.
It's funny, too, because that meal a lot of times gives me the shits the next day. So, like, do you really want that meal?
Yeah. Watch out, nurses.
I tell you what, I love that meal. Like, I'm obsessed with that meal. Like, if I know I'm having that for dinner, I think about it all day.
Yeah, it's
good.
So I mean, it's
I was pretty very
good.
Happy with
it. It's better
it.
With the broccoli, in my opinion. But
yeah.
If you cook the broccoli right, like me. So
I might have said this on the podcast, but I was really nervous about an induction.
Yeah.
Only because of the buildup towards it. Like knowing that at this time, on this day, I will have to go to the hospital and I will have to give birth. Like that was a little bit like overwhelming and like gave me anxiety.
Yeah.
But I feel like because it happened so quickly, it was like we were just kind of in total shock that like I didn't really have time to like
freak out.
Yeah. Freak out or process. I mean, I did, but like it wasn't that scary, like as scary as I thought it was going to be, the buildup towards it. I mean, yes, it was hard to sleep, but I mean, other than that, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yeah. I think I slept pretty good.
Yeah.
That night.
Yeah.
We went to sleep pretty early.
Right.
Fair. You know, we got to get up early. Got up, showered, off we go. Had all of our hospital stuff ready.
Yeah. I will say, waking up on the morning of, like, I had this overwhelming feeling of, like, peace. Like, I thought, I had told you, like, weeks before that if we get to my induction date, I will be in tears on the way to the hospital because I thought that I would be just like an emotional wreck going to the hospital. And I was the complete opposite. Like, I felt so at peace, so just like ready to experience the entire thing. And I just knew that like it was going to happen. And however it happened, it was going to be okay. And I had a fire playlist.
Yeah, you did.
So I created this playlist to listen to because they have Alexas in the hospital. And so, of course, we get in the car and that was the first thing I turn on. Well, first I had to play two other songs that weren't on my playlist.
Yeah.
One being the Gabby Barrett song about growing up, raising you. And then number two, Perfect Day, because you can't do anything that's super
perfect
special, like a wedding,
day.
A wedding or, you know, having a child. You can't do that without playing Perfect Day. So.
Apparently.
Yeah. So I had to play that.
Yeah, we did it.
And then anyway, my playlist on the way to the hospital was amazing.
At the hospital.
Little Coldplay, it was fire. And I was very chill on the way to the hospital.
Yeah, we were chill. We were chilling. I don't even know if we talked. We did.
I think we did. I don't know what we talked about, but.
So, what are you doing today?
Big day.
No, but let me tell you, we're going to get into it. But, like, what an incredible experience. The whole day, really, was pretty amazing.
It was, it was incredible. Yeah. I don't really have words. For the entire day.
Incredible.
I wish I had better words, you know?
Incredible is a pretty good word.
I feel like we
could do
better.
Amazing. Freaking supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Let's look in the dictionary. Just kidding.
Maybe the thesaurus.
Oh, yeah.
Thesaurus.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
So we park. We walk in the hospital. First of all, so the hospital's like closed at this point because they open at 6 and we're supposed to get there at 5 a.m.
No, they opened the door at 5.
No, they didn't. The sign said 6.
We wouldn't have stood out there for an hour.
Well, luckily someone let us in. And that lady shouldn't have. She was like, looked at us and she was like, do you have an appointment today? And I mean, obviously it was like, duh, they're here to have a baby because I was very pregnant and we had all of our baby shit. And she was like, do you have an appointment? And we were like, yeah. And she was like, okay, I'll let you in. Like, what if we were like some creepos? Like,
yeah, but like, I mean,
I guess we look pretty normal.
It's so locked down though, too. They couldn't get past anywhere else, really.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Because you have to like get checked in,
badge in. And, yeah. That's true. But anyway, we check in and we immediately meet our nurse that was going to help us out
in
the morning.
Her name?
Nope.
Damn.
Not at all.
So I think the first one, based off that letter they signed for us, is Caitlin.
You think she was Caitlin?
Yeah.
Well, Caitlin, I think.
Yeah.
She like walked us to our room. We were lucky number 7. I remember that.
Were we?
Yeah, room number 7. I mean, there were other numbers
like
in front of it.
4507 or whatever it was. Yeah.
So lucky number 7. And she was great. Like she was a very calming nurse. She really made it like, I don't know, just like light and fun.
She
talked a lot, which was nice. Kind of kept us like, just talking about
maybe
random things, asking questions,
much,
but that's what we needed because we were just kind of like, what's going on? Like, this is a lot. You know, of course. So she was the one that like hooked me up to all the IVs and got me ready like in the hospital gown, all of those things, started my IV drips and everything like that. And then she left around 7 because she was like the night nurse.
Yeah.
And then we had another nurse come in for the day.
You remember her name?
Definitely not.
Jessie.
Cool. Yeah. So going into the induction.
Do you remember your doctor's name?
Westmoreland.
Okay. At least you remember somebody's name.
Shush. So going into the induction, I was at 2 centimeters still. My doctor had checked me the day before and I was still at 2. But my cervix was very soft. So that's really all we knew. But what was crazy, do you remember this? She hooked me up, like they put these things over your belly.
I thought it was at 4 when we went in.
It was five.
Centimeters. No, I'm talking about 4 centimeters.
Oh, no. 2.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. I remember I was the same at the appointment.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so she hooks you up to check the baby's vitals and to monitor contractions. And it was crazy because when she hooked me up, I was having contractions.
Yeah.
Like,
but you just couldn't feel them, right?
Well, no, I felt one. I like felt what I thought was a Braxton Hicks contraction. And I was like feeling it. And as I was feeling it, she was like, oh, you're having a contraction right now. Do you feel it? And I was like, yeah, but I thought that was a Braxton Hicks. And she was like, oh, well, you're having a contraction.
So does Braxton Hicks contractions not show up on that thing or something?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I have no idea. Yeah. But I was having contractions and I was just like, whoa, that's kind of cool. Didn't know that was happening. So I don't know if my body knew like today's the day we're doing it, but that was pretty crazy. So then step one was to start Pitocin, right? Which Pitocin is some drug that gets contractions going like crazy.
She explained it, but I can't remember.
She explained it. So you can up your Pitocin.
Body gives off this certain thing.
Right.
I think it's not Pitocin, but it's something like that. But this just kind of acts like that.
Right.
Yeah. To get your body going.
Yes. And Pitocin can go up to a 15, a level 15. And so they start you at a very low dose to just, you know, slightly increase the Pitocin throughout the day, throughout labor. So they started me at like, I want to say like 4 or 2 or something. I forget the number, but they started me very low, as they do with everyone, because you kind of just start and see what your body does.
Yeah.
See how your body reacts. And as soon as she started the Pitocin, my contractions kind of went wild.
Yeah, they did. It was pretty wild.
I was feeling contractions, but they did not hurt. Like, they weren't painful. They were just a tightening sensation, and that was it. And I had a conversation with this nurse because I wasn't really sure going into, like, the day how, like, I wanted everything to play out. Like, I knew I wanted the epidural, but I didn't know when to get it. And I told her, I was like, so I told my doctor this, like, my sister and my mom had really fast labors, and who knows if it's genetics or anything like that, but like, I don't want to be in the situation that they were, where their labors went too fast to where they couldn't get the epidural.
Yeah.
So I just kind of was like talking to her about it and seeing what she thought. And she was like, well, there's no harm in getting it like right now. Like,
let's do it.
Like, she was like, get it as soon as you want it. Like, nothing's going to happen if you get, like, you're just going to not feel contractions and you're going to not feel pain. And that's great.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So I also knew that my doctor had to come in and break my water at some point, and I didn't know when that was going to happen because doctors come whenever they want. They don't really.
Apparently.
Doctors are, OBGYNs are just like, they're on their own time.
Yeah.
They do the whatever the heck they want.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying. But, you know, whatever. That part wasn't. We'll get to the part that was annoying. But.
Right. So I didn't know what would happen first, if I would get my epidural first or if my water would break first. But I was chilling at this point. But I was like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and order the epidural. Because she told me that the epidural anesthesiologist had a C-section to do. So she was like, she's going to be in there, but then she can come straight here after that. And I was like, you know what? That's great. Let's do that.
Yep.
So the anesthesiologist ended up coming in our room first, and I got the epidural around like 7:40. So they started me on Pitocin at 6 a.m. The anesthesiologist came in around 7:30, 7:45, whatever it was, and got the epidural, which it was interesting because my nurse forced Trent to sit down during the whole epidural process.
Yep. I don't think it would have affected me, really.
Did you?
I probably just wouldn't. No, I couldn't see it.
Oh, you couldn't see anything at all?
But I don't think it really would have affected me. But I did. You know, I was like, okay, you know, I don't really care. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, I want to freaking see it. Like, because I really
don't care
to see it.
Right. You know? Yeah, she was just like, I always ask the husbands to sit down because I don't want anything happening. I don't want them passing out and all the things.
Yeah.
So, and she, it was funny because she was like, a lot of husbands fight me on it. So thank you for not fighting me on it.
Pretty easy.
Cheryl was like, yes, ma'am. All this. But I didn't see anything either. Like the epidural lady set her cart behind me and I couldn't see anything that she was doing, which was kind of nice.
Yeah.
They did walk me through everything and talk me through it and, you know, explained what I would feel. And of course they numb your back and everything. So the shot really wasn't that bad at all. Like it just felt like a bee sting, like a shot.
Yeah.
And then they mess with your back. They put the IV in and you really don't feel much at all.
Yeah.
The only thing I felt, which they warned me, once they start the like epidural drip, like it starts going in you, it's like this cooling sensation, like the liquid is cold. So I did feel that, but it didn't hurt or anything. It was just kind of a weird thing.
Cool.
But yeah, the epidural process, everything was easy peasy,
lemon squeezy.
I mean, seriously, like all of a sudden I was like, oh, I got the epidural and it's done.
Yeah.
It's a very slow process though, like the numbing of your legs. So I can see how if people wait to get the epidural,
yeah,
like
how it wouldn't kick in.
Yes. Yeah. Like it takes about a good hour for your legs to be like completely
probably
pain
longer
free.
Than that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was probably very like, gradual. Like my legs started to relax, which was cool. Like I was like, ooh, this is nice.
I felt
nice.
Like it was like lunchtime before you were like, oh, I can't really feel my legs.
Yeah.
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 So like
it took a
3 or 4 hours. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I would say like the pain, like I wasn't feeling contractions
right.
anymore.
Yeah.
But to completely like not be able to move my legs, that took a while.
Yeah.
So like I had movement in my legs for a good amount of time. But again, like I wasn't feeling contractions. I wasn't in any pain, which was awesome. And yeah, so eventually we increased the Pitocin.
Yeet.
We eventually had to take it back down because apparently baby wasn't getting enough recovery
her
in
heart
between.
Rate wasn't staying, right?
Or no? I think she just said, she didn't say anything about the heart rate. She was just like, I want to give baby more time to recover in between contractions. Yeah, okay. So we went back down in Pitocin. And my body seemed to be doing what it was supposed to do. They ended up checking me, I think around like 10 in the morning.
I don't remember. Doctor?
No, the nurse checked me first. Remember, she checked me and I was at a 4.
Oh.
Yeah, the nurse did the first check on me and I dilated to a 4. And she like, remember, because she was like, oh my God, your doctor's right. Like the baby's right there.
Yeah.
And the baby's ready to come out. Like, it's yeah. close.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So, I was at a 4, which I was like, ah, oh, crap. Like, I wish I was a little bit more. But we hung out. We watched, like, Netflix shows. We were chilling.
Oh, yeah. My back still hurts. But anyways.
Okay. All right. Boo-hoo. So sorry.
No, but, like, no. So, the sleeping wasn't obviously the best, but me saying my back hurts was just because I was sitting in a weird spot to watch Netflix.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Not the sleeping stuff.
We started Monsters at the hospital.
Which Jenny doesn't like it.
No, I like it. Like, I was into it. You just decided to watch it while I was napping, so screw you. Anyway.
That is not how it went.
Okay, but we did watch Netflix and we played Uno.
Yeah, we played Uno.
We were chilling, passing the time, you know, trying to just, you know, yeah. not be bored. Because that's, I mean, when you get the epidural, first of all, oh, I forgot to say this on my TikTok. You don't get to drink water, which like, what? Excuse you.
Oh, yeah.
Me not drinking water during the most crazy experience ever, like the biggest workout ever.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So I was the designated ice chips feeder.
Yes. He fed me ice chips, which God bless this man. King, he's the best.
You're right.
Yes.
But yeah.
And I obviously wasn't able to eat anything. So I was getting really hungry and I was like, all right, let's get this show on the road because I'm starving.
Yeah.
And I would like to drink water and everything. Oh, they also have to do.
Baby's got something to say.
Do you want to say something?
She's.
Oh,
she's
speaking. You did it again.
Okay. Well, you like literally walked me into that.
No.
Yes,
I said baby wants to speak. I didn't say she wants to speak.
Okay. Well, anyway, moving on.
Our baby is a girl. Okay. Moving on.
Okay, what was I saying before you rudely interrupted me?
Ice chips. You're just mad because you gave it away.
Oh, my God. I lost my train of thought.
Ice chips. Baby was head was, you could feel it.
Oh, my God. God, I totally forgot what I was saying.
We were playing Uno. Epidural.
Yeah, this is not helping. Okay. Anyway.
She's angry.
So we were passing the time and oh my God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Oh, the catheter.
Oh yeah.
So they do have to give you a catheter with an epidural because obviously you have no feeling down there. So, you know, you're going to pee yourself. Oh, and I was farting too without like being able to control it. It was really funny.
Were you?
Yes.
I don't remember hearing that.
Oh, I tried really hard to keep them quiet, I think.
That's a first.
But like, I couldn't really like control it. So farts were just coming out. And I was like, this is going to be really embarrassing if they're like really loud. But anyway, I think I was mostly scared about the catheter because I've never gotten one before. So I didn't know like what it would feel like. And yeah. It's kind of like a weird thing to think about, like them putting something up your pee hole. And like, I don't know, just the whole thing kind of like creeped me out.
Yeah.
But she waited until I was pretty numb from the epidural to do it, which was nice. And so I really didn't feel much. But damn, was I peeing.
You pee a lot.
Like, holy shit. I knew that I pee a lot and I knew that I'm like pretty hydrated.
Like the, what's it called? The catheter.
Yeah.
So they put that up there and it, you just relax because you know you don't have to hold it anymore.
Well, no, you don't know that. You can't feel shit.
Well, your body knows because, and it's up there yeah. into your bladder, I guess.
Right.
So like whenever any pee gets in there, yeah. it just goes yes. out.
Right. But I would like to see other people's pee bags because I think that I filled up the most.
Yeah. You get the award
I need
for
a prize.
Most pee.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would really like a prize because that was a lot of pee. Anyway. So that was the catheter. But my nurse was switching me in different positions, which was really cool. She yeah. seemed to know, like, you know, because I've heard some people say that some nurses keep you on your back when you get the epidural, and that's what causes the baby's heart rate to drop a lot. And so luckily this nurse knew what she was doing, and she had me switch back and forth on my left side, my right side, about every hour. And we used the peanut ball to just kind of get baby in the right position.
Yeah, I would say that the nurses were very good.
Yeah.
They were very helpful.
And nice.
And they knew what they were doing. Very nice.
Yeah.
And it helped, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So she checked me. I was a 4. And then she was like, okay, well, at lunchtime, your doctor will come and she will check you again. And we'll kind of see where we're at. So we were just kind of waiting until lunchtime for Dr. Westmoreland to come and check me. She finally comes. Oh, wait. She broke my water. I forgot about that. She broke my water really shortly after I got the epidural. It didn't feel like anything at all.
Okay.
It really just felt like a cervical check. Like I could just feel her going up inside of me. And that's about it. Like I didn't hear any crazy pop. I didn't feel a rush of anything. Like I didn't feel a rush of water.
Yeah.
I didn't feel really anything. I just was like, oh, it's done. Cool.
Very nice.
And apparently it was clear liquid. She screamed that out to everyone.
It's clear.
Apparently that's important.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, she broke my water. And I would say that was about at like 9 o'clock.
On a Tuesday.
And then I got checked once. Yeah, so they broke my water, and then my nurse checked me about an hour later. I was at a 4.
Yeah.
And then she was like, we'll check you again at lunch when your doctor comes. So my doctor comes at lunchtime, and she sticks her hand up there. And at this point, I was starting to lose my mucus plug because they kept saying that I was having a bloody show, which I guess that means your mucus plug is coming out.
Well, it means your dilation's increasing.
Yes. Yeah. Which is a great sign. So they were like really happy about that. Yeah. So my doctor sticks her hand up there. She's like, oh, you've got bloody show. That's great. And she said, you're at a 6.
Yeah.
So, and she said I was 85% effaced.
Yeah. So one thing about Jenny is she wants everything to happen right now.
Yes.
Right this second. And so along all this time, she's getting maybe a little discouraged. You could probably agree with that.
Yes.
Throughout the process. Because, you know, it's you're tired. It's been 6 hours.
And I'm hungry.
She's hungry. And so she's getting a little...
antsy. Like, I wanted things to happen.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, trying to help and say, you're doing a great job. It's going to come. It's going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. And then what happens?
So... yeah, she says I'm at a 6, and I'm just like, okay, well, we'll keep waiting or whatever, doing what we're doing. And at this point, I'm like, okay, do we need to increase the Pitocin? Like, let's go. Let's get this show on the road. Like, I can't feel anything. I'm fine if we up that shit to 15. Let's go. So we didn't do that. But
probably not safe, people.
Yeah. We go back to just playing Uno, maybe, or anything.
No,
I feel like right before Dr. Westmoreland came was when I started to feel kind of crappy. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I had about like an hour when I just was kind of like not feeling the best, and I couldn't really pinpoint what I was feeling like, but I just wasn't. Yeah. It could have been that I was hungry. And
well, I think it was actually after she left and you were 6, and then I don't know.
I don't know. I just kind of started feeling weird. And also, from the epidural, I was itchy, really itchy in my upper body, which was interesting. And I also did get a little bit of the epidural shakes. It's like almost just like uncontrollable shivering. So I did get a little bit of that, but it wasn't terrible. And both of those things, extremely manageable. Like, it was not that bad. Like, I'd take that a million times over the pain of childbirth. So, I did have those side effects. But anyway, after my doctor left, we were just chilling for about an hour, right?
Yeah, it's about an hour.
And all of a sudden, it was the craziest thing. Like, Looking back, I don't know. This is just so crazy to me. Yeah. I all of a sudden started feeling this extreme pressure during contractions. And it was like, it was... the feeling of like the baby's head literally is right there and might fall out. So during these contractions, I'm like, oh my God, like I had to start breathing through these remember, like I held your hand and I was like starting to really focus on breathing through them because the pressure was so crazy. So I'm like, this is kind of weird because I've heard from TikToks and just, you know, being on social media that nurses say that when your patient says that they feel like they have to poop, that means it's time to push because of the pressure of the baby's head.
Yeah.
It's almost the sensation of like, you're about to poop this baby out. That means you're ready to go.
Yeah.
So I knew about that. And so in my head, I'm like, am I at 10 centimeters right now? Like, is this the sensation that everyone talks about? And I'm like, but there's no way because I was just at a 6 an hour ago. Like, how the heck did I get from a 6 to a 10 that quickly? But I mentioned
it to 100.
I mentioned it to my nurse anyway. I was like, listen, I'm experiencing this crazy pressure every contraction. And I don't know if that means anything, but
let's check it out.
She was like, all right, let's check you. She goes to check me and immediately she's like, yep, you're out of 10.
You're out of 10.
We're ready to do this thing.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other and we were like, what? Like, that escalated
fast,
quickly.
Yeah. Which was, we were pumped.
We were shocked and we were so excited. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. And then all of a sudden, just it was like this whirlwind of things that were happening.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, it was like, all right, let's get you in position. And the nurse...
people coming in and out.
Yes, people coming in and out, setting up their carts, setting up all the things. And so she gets me in position, like my legs are up on the thing. And she has me do a practice push, which is just like one push during your contraction to kind of practice the breathing, practice the 10 seconds, because they have you take a deep breath in and then they have you push for 10 seconds because you can only push during your contractions.
Right.
So you want to get as many 10 second pushes in during your contractions as possible. So she has me practice that. After one practice push, baby's head was right there. And do you remember you were like up by me and she was like, great work. Like she was talking me through the push. And then all of a sudden she was like, well, you want to come see the baby's head? And you were like, what? And you went down there and looked and you were like, whoa.
It's pretty crazy. Because so she's doing these practice pushes and I guess to make sure you're ready, I guess. I don't know. And then
waiting on the doctor. They try to get the baby like almost ready so that when your doctor comes in, there's not much that has to happen.
It was ready.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she's like, okay, you're ready. We're going to wait on Dr. Westmoreland. Baby's head's just hanging out there for 10 minutes probably.
While we wait for the doctor.
While we wait for the doctor, which, you know, wasn't bad. She wasn't in any pain that I know of, right?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And doctor comes in 5 minutes later.
Yeah, so I asked for the mirror because I was feeling really no pain at this point. So I was like, I want to watch this. Like, I want to see everything that's happening. So I asked for the mirror. And yes, when I was doing these practice pushes and the baby's head was right there, like, I was feeling a lot of pressure during contractions and I was literally just having to hold and not push, which was not fun. Like I wanted to push that baby out waiting for the doctor to come. Like it was ready. And so finally she gets there and the next contraction, we start doing pushes and it was literally 2 to 3 pushes. 5 minutes later, the baby was out.
It was nuts. I advise anybody to watch it. It's cool.
It's cool.
It's a pretty cool experience because you see like the head's just there and you're like, God, what a small head, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then like, that's all you see is like probably just the top of the head.
Yeah.
I could see hair on her head and like, then she's pushing and the head comes out for quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, okay, maybe it's bigger than, you know, you initially thought.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, the doctor grabbed her head and, like, held it, you know, like, you're not going back in there, baby.
Right.
And you pushed again and it came out. And when the baby comes out, it's incredible. It's like, you know, you see the head and it looks so small and then their arms just flop out and you're like, holy moly.
Yeah.
So it's a very incredible. You're like, how was that in there?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, okay, from the head you say, okay, well, it's small and it makes sense that it's in there. Then when it comes out, you're like, there's a whole freaking human in there.
Yeah.
And she's not big.
No, but still.
But still, yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy. You know?
Yeah, and I meant to say, when we were waiting for the doctor, when I was watching in the mirror and her head was just sitting there, every contraction, like, she would slowly start to come out a little bit more and more and more, like, during these contractions where I wasn't even pushing.
Yeah.
She was just, it was like, that's what the body does, is, like, every contraction just, the baby lowers. It was insane to watch.
So I stood right, like, probably even with, like, Jenny's like hips, right? Like right in the middle of like, so I could hold your hand and kind of watch.
Yeah.
So I was like right there, obviously.
Well, you weren't holding my hand because I had to hold the back of my legs, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. I was there like.
Yeah, you were. Maybe my hand
was on you. I don't know.
Yeah.
But pretty incredible.
Yeah. And so the nurse and the doctor kept asking us like, how do we want to reveal the gender? Because we didn't know.
We didn't think about it. I just was like, oh, the doctor's going to do it.
And you were, we were just like, oh, well, doctor can do it. Like, she can just say, it's a blank. Yeah. But the nurses were like, you don't want to do it, daddy.
I was like, shit, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah. So she pulls her out now. Obviously, everybody knows. But she holds her up to me. You know, shows me the privates. And I'm like, it's a girl. You know?
And, that was so just sweet. Like the way you said it and the way you looked at me, you were just like, it's a girl. Like it was so sweet. And I mean, no surprise to us. I don't think we both just knew, like going into it, and like everyone would ask us what we thought it was. We both said girl.
No, I'm 100% thankful.
Yeah.
That it's a girl. But I wasn't like 100% convinced that it was a girl,
right.
I don't think.
Right.
I was like,
there's still a chance.
What I wanted, like if I were to had to pick before everything happened, would have been, I would have said a boy, right?
Right.
Cool. Everybody knows that. We've said that before. I've said that before.
Right.
So I was still kind of clinging to maybe hoping that it was the possibility of it being a boy.
Yeah.
But it was a girl. I'm over the moon. I'm super happy. She's beautiful.
She seriously is gorgeous.
What's her name?
Bobby Jude Turner.
What? So.
And she was born on 9/24/24.
What a great birthday.
At 1:41 in the afternoon.
So she is named after my dad, which is Pops, which his name is Bobby Turner. Same as her name. and then Jenny's mom, which is Judy, Jude, Bobby Jude. So that's where we got those names from.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
And it's spelled B-O-B-B-I.
Spelled for the people in the back.
For the people in the back.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Like, as soon as they pulled her out, they plop the baby right on you. So Bobby went straight to my chest.
Which is pretty incredible, too. You know, I'm like, it's kind of gross. But
I mean, she was like purple. And, yeah. I mean, like, I have never seen such a purple color on a human.
I thought like we created another race, maybe.
Like they're going to start adding purple to these people. Documents. Like, yeah,
like
what race are you? Purple.
I was confused filling out the paperwork, but no. Yeah. It's like oxygen deprived, right? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
But they changed pretty quickly.
I mean, she immediately cried, so we didn't have any like worries there, which was good.
Yeah.
She
was sassy right out the womb.
Yeah. Obviously it was a great feeling and it was like, I mean, I was overwhelmed with emotions kind of like, I wanted to cry, but I also wanted to just like laugh and I wanted like, I don't know, like I didn't know how to feel. And a lot of women talk about like how special that moment is and how like you really can't describe it. And like, yeah, but I think I was just like too overwhelmed almost to like really not to enjoy the moment, because I definitely enjoyed it. But like, I didn't feel an immediate connection to her.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of moms do. And I really didn't. I wasn't like disassociating, because that can happen too.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. I just didn't feel this like immediate connection with her.
Yeah.
But I was just blown away at what just happened. Like, it was the coolest experience. It was painless for me, which was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was so fast and simple and easy. I was like, sign me up. I'll do it again tomorrow. Yeah. Like, that's how awesome it was.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
So the experience of childbirth for me was absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And then once she was on me, you cut the cord.
I cut the cord. That was pretty cool. It's very weird. not the process of cutting it, but the cord, just like the texture of it, maybe.
Yeah.
It's almost like a snake.
Yeah.
Like it's, I mean, obviously it's long and it's a cord, but like the texture of it is like kind of rubbery.
Yeah.
And it was kind of hard to cut.
Well.
I was like, Doc.
Sharpen your scissors
Sharpen your scissors, bro. Like, come on. But, funny. No, it was cool. Speaking of the umbilical cord, it just fell off yesterday. So that was pretty big news. Big milestone for baby Bobby.
I did have one tear inside of my vagina. Luckily, it was just one. So it was one little stitch, which, thank the Lord. So my recovery has not been bad at all.
Yeah.
And so, like, once they put her on your chest, like, the nurses are just, like, going crazy, just doing stuff. I don't know what they were doing. But then they take her and they do all of the things. Like, they don't really clean her off. Well, they wipe her off.
The stuff that they did was like an hour, it seemed like, after. Like, she was on your chest for a while.
For a long time.
I was like, let's get this show on the road.
I think it's an hour of chest, skin to skin that they do. Yeah.
Well, I was like, You know, I was like getting impatient. I was like, oh, I kind of want to go to the other room, you know.
Yeah, so they do an hour of skin to skin. And then did I try breastfeeding before they took her off or after?
No, you started. It was before, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, you immediately, like, try to do breastfeeding if that's what you're planning to do. And yeah. I wanted to try. And this child, Bobby, is a freaking sucker.
Sucker for them titties.
Yes. She had an immediately great latch.
Yeah.
She sucks on anything and everything, like, crazy. Like, her suck is so strong, which is great for breastfeeding. Yeah. So we were kind of able to like figure that out kind of quickly. It was difficult, but the nurses helped a lot, which was good.
Yeah.
And she was just so easy. Like it came naturally for her, which was nice. It helped me a lot, like that she had such a good latch.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really from the start, breastfeeding was not super complicated for us, which was great.
So that was cool. So what was your first, or do you have anything else to say about that? Sorry.
About breastfeeding?
Yeah. We'll get into it.
We'll get into it, but I mean, nothing else about that at that time.
I was going to say, so what was your first meal after?
Oh my God. I'll never forget this. I'm sitting there. And at this point, like our whole family came in. Like at this point, you know, your parents came in the room. My parents came in the room. My sister eventually came in the room with her kids. Like, yeah. We were just all hanging out. Like, and this was probably an hour after I'd just given birth, right?
No, it was probably like
30 minutes.
If that.
Yeah. They came in quick. But anyway, I was attempting to breastfeed. And while I'm breastfeeding, I'm like, guys, I need food. Like, I'm starving. And the nurse is like, let me go get you something. So she gets me... like all the things she brings, like cheese,
crackers,
pepperonis, and juice. And so I'm sitting there breastfeeding, and meanwhile, Trent is feeding me cheese and crackers. And oh my God, that was the best.
No, I think when I was feeding you the cheese and crackers, she was still working on, like, she was like on your placenta and all that stuff.
Really?
Dr. Westmore, I think so.
I don't think so. Because I was moved up. They like moved me. They sat me up, so no one was working on me.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, that was, I'll just never forget it because like that was my first meal after.
That's not what I'm talking about. Not that. I'm talking about the sandwich.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was special to me. I'll never forget that. Okay. Because that tasted so good. And I was just like, I don't know. I was all happy. We had all of our family there. Bobby was on my chest. It was just, I don't know, special.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And then they had me stand up and go to the bathroom, which was a little scary.
Yeah.
My legs were still like, I don't know. They kind of felt like pins and needles almost.
Yeah.
They weren't painful in that way, but that's what I would, almost like staticky.
Oh, yeah. So like asleep.
Yeah, asleep.
Which they were.
And so like I walked very slowly to the bathroom. They make you pee, which I thought was interesting. And I didn't tell you this, but I was shocked at the amount of blood when I peed. And I don't know why I, like, was shocked by that. Like, duh, there's going to be a lot of blood. Like, what do you think just happened? Like, but I don't know. I was just like, whoa, that is red.
Yeah.
But I was able to pee, and then I got changed, and they wheeled me and Bobby over to the mommy and me room.
Yeah.
And then we were set for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
In the other hospital room, so.
So, well, I guess we can hit on that pretty quickly, but. That was, what do you think about that? The mommy and me.
I went into it thinking that it was going to be very overwhelming because we had heard from a lot of people who have done this before that the nurses are always in your room. They're coming in every hour, every 30 minutes to check baby's vitals, to check your vitals, to just do random things. And it can be very overwhelming because there's a million people coming in. We had the opposite experience. Yeah.
Which I now
am grateful for.
I think it kind of helped us prepare for going home and all that. So I think I like that.
I don't know if it's just the way our hospital does it, if they were very busy, or if they just thought we knew what the fuck we were doing. Because honestly, we were very, I mean, we were doing really well with breastfeeding.
Yeah.
We, I guess it looked like we knew what was, like, that we were just fine and we didn't need the extra help. But those nurses, I mean, maybe they came in every 3 hours.
Yeah, maybe.
They tried.
There was a couple times
they
said they were going to come and they never even came.
Right.
Which
so, like,
fine.
They really were hands off with us, which, I mean, like you said, like, it really kind of prepared us to go home because we were already doing it all by ourselves.
Yeah.
We had some help from the nurses for random things that would happen. Like,
yeah.
But overall, it was us doing everything. And I guess I just had the impression that they would be in the room more, be helping us a little bit more. But no. And I will say, I did have like a breakdown, a mental breakdown. Like, I was doing really well.
Yeah.
The first night was a little bit hard, but it was doable. Like, we managed. And it was like the next morning, we were like, we did it. Like, wasn't that bad. And then that day, that morning, the nurse kind of just like prepped us. She was like, I just want to warn you, like, the second night is always the hardest because of cluster feeding. And she explained to us what cluster feeding was. And she was like, you know, your baby's going to be awake every hour wanting to feed. Your baby's going to cry. You're going to cry. It's going to be hard. So I would suggest today you get as much rest as possible.
Yeah.
And that freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah, it did.
Like, she scared me into thinking that night was going to be the most miserable night of my life.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad delivery on her part.
Yeah.
She was just trying to prepare us, obviously. But turns out,
the second night really wasn't that bad. It was kind of the same as the first-ish. Yeah. I mean, those nights were hard, I think, mainly for me. Like, I never sleep good in a bed that's not my own.
Yeah.
And so being in a hospital on top of that, I hate hospitals. All the lights in there, like, thank God for sleep masks. My sister was a genius and brought me a sleep mask because the lights are just all over the room. It's hard to sleep.
That's
so, like, annoying, you're really not sleeping well just in general because of the situation, but then also the baby. So, like, I don't know. That was the hardest part for me. Like, I was ready to go home by day two because I was like, I just want to be in my own bed.
We could have, but we decided to stay.
Yeah. We definitely could have, but we were just like, you know what? We'll get the help for the extra day just in case anything.
Ended up not being any help.
Right. True. But just in case, you know, anything were to happen with breastfeeding that I wanted to work through or anything like that, we wanted to stay. But I mean, yeah, it was an interesting experience those 2 days being in the hospital.
Good times.
But yeah, I mean, we were getting in a groove, I feel like. We were figuring it out. And overall, it was a positive experience in the hospital, but I was freaking ready to go home.
Yeah.
And discharging us, oh my God, took forever.
Yeah, so that's what we said earlier. The doctors are kind of on their own time. So she comes in, she checks Jenny, she says, okay, well, let's get you out of here. I'll send the paperwork over after I go perform this C-section. So, hour and a half maybe later, we're ready to go.
Finally. I mean, we thought we were going to be out that morning. We weren't leaving until
one. So. Yeah.
So anyway, that just took a long time and we were just ready to go home and be in our own house with our baby Bobby.
Yeah. So, yep. So we get home. What happens? We're like, what do we do? We don't know what to do.
So, I felt like it was a really easy transition.
It's pretty easy.
Like, okay. So we're what, 10 days into this?
Yeah.
Overall, it has been very easy. Like, a newborn, all they do is sleep, eat, and poop.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is change their diaper, feed them, and make them sleep.
Get up every 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah. So, like, it's so nice that you're able to set a newborn down somewhere safe, obviously, and walk away.
And it's like, I mean, I would say, I mean, obviously not set it down all the time and walk away all the time, but
no,
I would recommend it.
Well, like, yeah, like you're able to do you're able to cook dinner. You're able to vacuum if you want to, like I do. Like, I don't know. You're just able to do stuff because one, they sleep a lot.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're constantly having to soothe your baby.
Well, yeah. And it's good. You could do your stuff. You could set her in their bouncer, their whatever that thing's called.
Yeah.
And check in,
Right. I mean, you want eyes on them. But, I mean, overall, the hardest part is by far just the lack of sleep.
Yeah.
Because of the feedings, you have to feed them every 3 hours during the night at least. But normally they wake up every 2 to 3 hours. So, I mean, you're not getting much sleep in between those feeds. But
yeah, because the feedings take about 30 minutes at least.
Right. The feedings take about 30 minutes for us. Some babies are shorter, some babies are longer. But I think the hardest thing for me was like, my body finally getting used to going back to sleep after those feedings.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like, you can get some pretty good sleep for 90 minutes or however long it is. Like, you can be in a deep sleep, but you got to get there. And so, for me, at first, it was hard to adjust, like, my body to, like relax again and be able to fall back to sleep. But now that I've kind of gotten used to that, it's been okay. Like, I'm able to function during the day. I'm not extremely tired. Yes, I'm tired, but
yeah, we're still working on making Jenny take naps. So,
well, what's been really hard for me is this sickness. Like,
oh yeah,
developed this nasty ass cough, as y'all have heard, and that's been the hardest thing about this whole 10 days is that I've been dealing with a sickness on top of all of this. And that just makes it hard. So if I wasn't sick, I feel like I'd be like, oh my God, this is incredible.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Cause yes, it's hard and yes, it's challenging, but she's sleeping pretty good at night. Yes. She wakes up because she's uncomfortable and she needs her diaper changed and she also wants to eat. But like once she does that, she's right back to sleep.
Yep.
So I don't know. I am grateful for this time because it's been not necessarily a breeze, but it's been way easier than I thought. And yeah. I know it's just going to get like harder and harder as she starts developing, but also funner and funner because she's developing.
Yeah.
You know, and growing and all those things. So.
Yeah. But I would like to say, you know, you're doing an incredible job. Like we kind of spoke about this earlier about how like maybe we were a little scared, whatever, but we were thinking it was going to be a little harder.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been, kind of like you just said, and you're to thank for that because you've been doing such an amazing job and, you know, kind of wearing the pants. You basically have to because you have to feed her.
Breastfeeding, yeah.
But you've been great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it without you and your support. So,
Write me like a thank you letter, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
I will. But no, seriously, like you, I mean, you have been so helpful, even with breastfeeding. There's not much you can do, but you have asked, what can I do? And like gotten me water and like grabbed the pillows for me to try to set me up in a nice position. Like you have done everything you possibly can to try to help with feedings. So like, I mean, I'm forever grateful for that.
Yep.
And just overall, you've been amazing. I mean, the best dad ever. So I mean, we make a great team.
Yes.
And we knew we would.
Yes.
And here we are.
And there we go.
So, I mean, yeah. Overall, Bobby started out, she was 6 pounds, 2 ounces when she was born.
Oh.
She dropped down to about 5 pounds, 9 ounces, we think.
Yeah, we think. We kind of had some, I think, miscommunication at our pediatrician. So.
Yeah, we were a little bit confused about how much weight she lost, but totally normal for them to lose weight. But we went back for a weight check and she was up to 5 pounds, 14 ounces. Yeah,
gained 5 ounces.
Yeah. So she's gaining weight. She's eating good. We go back for our 2-week checkup next week. So I'm excited to see if she's made it to birth weight.
And then we're kicking her out.
She's getting kicked out of our room. We'll see. All of that is just totally up in the air. We have no idea what our plans are for that. Because right now she's sleeping in the bassinet
next to
our bed. Which, let's talk about newborn sleep. Oh my God, are they noisy?
I can't hear. First of all, we have the noise machine in there freaking blasted up. I can't even hear my alarm go off. Like, I don't know what's going on.
She is on my side, so that's probably why Trent has a harder time hearing her.
And then I try to talk to you, and you're like, what?
Well, yeah, because you talk at such a small volume. I'm like, can you speak up?
But then I can't hear you, and then you get mad at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what'd you say? Did you not hear me? No, the freaking sound machine.
I think it's just because we're half asleep and you talk very quietly. But anyway.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, she's on my side, so I hear her a lot better than you. But they are so loud when they sleep. And like, she'll just randomly be like, she'll sleep so well, and then all of a sudden,
Oh my God.
And then she'll go right back to sleep.
That's one thing. She does
that in her sleep for like 10 seconds and then she'll just go back to sleep. One thing
she didn't get blessed with a very soothing cry.
Oh my God.
When
her
she
cry
gets going,
is like,
it is like annoying.
And she hates diaper changes right now, which is so annoying. She hates the wipe when it touches her skin. So like her cry during diaper changes, like we try to give her the passy. She doesn't want it. She wants to cry her guts out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's tough, but she does good.
And like, she is such a wiggle worm. Yeah. Oh my goodness. She does not stay still. Her legs are flailing.
But I think now one thing you could probably attest to and agree with is that now that we've kind of gotten used to like handling a newborn and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big deal to kind of like, hey,
stop,
put moving
your
legs down.
Yes.
And like, force them down. Yeah. Kinda, yeah.
Yeah. At first it was funny. We were so like, did not know how to touch her.
Timid.
We were very timid and like moving her and stuff. Cause it's just great. Like, she's so small. She's so tiny. It's like, you don't want to break her.
Yeah.
But then you kind of get used to it and you realize, okay, this human is capable of being moved and like, she's not just going to break. And
she's very strong.
Right. And she's very strong. So you kind of got to be like forceful with her.
Or she might like slam you down. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But she is, I mean, she's already like trying to crawl.
Yeah,
we literally were doing tummy time a little bit earlier.
And
she's like
10 days old.
Yeah. And she's like moving her legs like she's about to freaking walk. It's crazy.
This child
is ripped.
Watch out.
She's
got
biceps and quads like nobody's business.
Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah. Oh, and she's lifting her head like crazy. She's just like, who, me? I got the neck, boy.
I didn't see you there. I was too busy blogging out the haters.
What? Yeah. So anyway, she's awesome. She's the biggest little blessing ever.
Pretty freaking amazing. But yeah. So.
And we love her. And she's so cute. She's so cute. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And we would like to say, you know, thanks, first of all, for all the help, you know, from family.
Oh right? My God. We've gotten so much help. Like,
maybe too
that's
much help.
Been amazing too. Like, I mean, my sister has been so helpful. My mom's been so helpful. Your parents were so helpful when they were here. Like, it's just so nice to have the help. So
my advice,
take the help.
Yeah. Take the help. And then thanks for all the nice comments on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
She's kind of famous already, which is kind of cool, but not really, but,
but Bobby's famous.
So yeah, the TikTok thing. Let's talk about that right quick. So Jenny's kind of done her journey throughout the TikTok throughout the pregnancy and like kind of created like this following, right?
Yeah.
And the cool part is like the people that keep commenting on it and say, hey, I've been following your journey from the start and all this stuff, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one commenting back to you. So it's not Jenny. Unfortunately, I'm the manager. So you kind of have more of a relationship with me than Jenny. But
anyway, he reads me the comments though. So
yeah, I read them. And she most of the time tells me what to say, like 50-50. But yeah, that's kind of cool. I think, you know, she's going to continue to do TikToks.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it's cool to say for some of the videos that you've posted that people are like, hey, this is so helpful. So good luck to everybody that's about to be induced in the future.
Yeah.
And about to have a baby.
I did a video talking about my induction and how my doctor, you know, scheduled it and everything. And it's crazy. Like, everyone was commenting like, oh my gosh, I'm being induced tomorrow too. Or like, I'm being induced on Monday. Ah. And then like, I was able to like vlog my entire induction.
Yeah.
And like update throughout it. And I posted that on TikTok and everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's so nice to hear a positive story about induction because inductions can be so scary. And you know, this gives me hope that my induction won't be that bad and everything.
Which is cool,
so,
right?
Yeah.
which is very cool that, you know, people are seeing that, and it's, you know, maybe helping them get a little bit less anxious for it to happen, you know?
Right.
So that's cool. Yeah. Proud of you.
Because my experience was awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, it's cool that people are following it and you're being influential. Hopefully, you know, in a better way rather than just to do it for yourself, right?
Right.
Well, I guess you kind of are doing it for yourself, but.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. But you're helping people in the process. So that's cool.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that, but yeah, it is cool.
Very cool.
Anything else you want to say?
No, other than we have the most perfect little baby girl.
Dad.
She's so cute, and we can't wait for her to watch her grow up and be an amazing daughter. So,
oh, Bobby Jude.
Yeah.
She's, we love you.
She's amazing.
She's so cute. Anyway, that's the story.
And we're sticking to it.
So, hopefully that gives people hope out there. If you're about to go through this whole thing, pregnancy, parenting,
it's an amazing
newborn
experience.
Stuff. I mean, it's, yeah. And it's so rewarding. Like, I mean, just like, yes, it's hard and there are really hard moments. But like when you're able to do the tiniest thing, like get your baby to fall asleep or get your baby to stop crying.
Yeah.
Or like, feed your baby. Like, it's such a rewarding experience.
Yeah.
Like, knowing that, oh, I did that. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, that's a win.
But during, like, the frustrating or tough times or whatever, you just got to tell yourself it's temporary, right?
Right.
So, like, you just got to say, you know, hey, this isn't going to last forever.
Right. Like, we will sleep again.
We can do it. Maybe we'll sleep again in maybe, like, 20 years. But,
yeah,
you know, that's fine. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, you know what you sign up for. So, tough it out. Right?
Okay.
That was a little
so inspirational.
Yeah, so.
Okay. God, I want this cough to go away.
Boo. Oh, try to scare it out of you. But, I'm getting my dad jokes ready.
Dad, so, yeah, here.
We are very thankful. And everyone have a good weekend. We're going to go get some mimosas probably tomorrow.
Oh, I can drink wine.
And we're going to drink wine and beer. And we're going to have a good time. And then we're going to feed our baby.
And we're going to be up every 2 hours in the night.
Yeah. So reach out to us if you need any help.
yeah, don't do that. Anyway, we love you guys and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Peace out.
A-Town.